Today's Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes to us from ResiWeek 116. Matt Scott is joined by Mitch Klein and myself talking about the new Alexa-integrated EOS soundbar. I start off talking about why everyone is chasing Sonos.
At what point do we stop having to compare all of these products to their Sonos comparable product?
As soon as Sonos starts becoming the number two and number three player.
Is that ever going to happen?
Well, yeah, certainly. And you know, you look at other markets, and there are people that ride the top of the heap for a long time, and then along comes something else that's either cheaper, faster, better, more innovative, and the king gets kicked off the mountain. So certainly. But for the short term, no. Sonos is it. Sonos is the big boy. Sonos is the king of the hill, and that is why the comparisons are made. And just for the record, that's also why the lawsuits happen as well.
And they have the patents. That's true.
They do have the patents. So, Mitch, I want to kind of pull off of that thread. One of the big things that kind of got the last paragraph in this story from Bob was that on top of its Amazon Alexa voice control capabilities, the HS2 soundbar also provides IP control capabilities and control automation system integration from the big five of our industry. When we look at products like this, that is always the issue that Sonos has, is it doesn't always play well, both from a control standpoint, but also sometimes from a marketing and brand standpoint with the CI, with the CEDIA channel. Are things like this enough to sway most dealers?
Well, first of all, let me just comment that, damn, I just bought a play bar. So,
so get one of these and you can do A/B testing, right? For us.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. The second piece before I answer your question is, you know, announcing Amazon Alexa integration. Well, it's all about the integration. How well did they do it? What did they do? And we've seen, let's just say, a range of quality when it comes to integrations. And I'll leave it at that.
That's a very good point.
Did they do it well? I don't know. I can't say until you send me the sample to test with against my...
Oh, I'm sending you the sample?
Oh, I don't know. Whoever. anyway. As far as control, well, again, it's all about the quality of that control. What is really available? And speaking from a Sonos perspective, I totally understand. I got friends there in high places. And the reason they've always locked it down is because a lot of integrators, of course, not you who are watching this, but other integrators.
Of course.
Generally, you're not particularly as adept at the user experience as perhaps the manufacturer themselves is. And of course, manufacturers are not always adept at it either. But in the case of Sonos, they do a really good job of what their user experience is. And they want to ensure that the experience is not ruined by, let's say, a less than ideal implementation of a Sonos UI. So I understand why they lock it down. That said, there's a lot of really good people who do really good integrations on that side. And of course, Sonos has sort of put a barrier to that and only allowed base level. So until we see exactly what EOS is enabling, it's really hard to comment on, are we gonna move people from Sonos to EOS? Because let's face it, if the customers say, hey, I want Sonos, are you going to say, no, you don't want Sonos, you want this? As long as this is the experience the customer is expecting.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
This
is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.